Hi there, I'm Rebecca Tripp, and I want to talk to you today about my course called Inner Power Training. First, I'm going to give you a little background on why I'm teaching it and what experiences I've had that led me to this point where I like to share information about how we can use our minds in a very special way to do things like manifest, heal ourselves, be sovereign, get rid of stress, anxiety, be centered, and live a more enjoyable life, for those that are interested. My journey started when I was young. I was just a little girl when I started asking all those questions. Why are we here? What are humans all about? Why do we live on this planet? The common questions that most seekers ask, I found were on my mind. And, you know, if you keep asking enough, you start to get some answers. And I did. I found myself being very drawn to aviation. I wanted to fly away for many reasons. And so I joined an airline and became what we called stewardesses back in the 60s. Now it's a flight attendant, but I joined United Airlines. And I started my journey, and immediately I met a man who taught me how to use creative visualization in order to manifest, because he knew how to do it. He had been trained by people that were friendly with Napoleon Hill, who wrote that book, Think and Grow Rich, back in the 1930s. But this was the 1960s, and this man showed me how to write down on an index card something that I desired. And if I would look at it before I went to bed at night and when I woke up in the morning and feel like I had already gotten it, it would show up in my life. So I tried it, and it worked. It worked so well that I decided it was time to explore this more, because I found that my first realization was that no one had ever told me about these things, that you can think things and make them happen. I've learned that, yes, thoughts are things, and we actually live in a universe of mind, and matter is the outer projection of our thoughts. So the more we can learn to think about things that we desire and forget about things that we don't want, the more harmonious our life becomes. But it's a process. It's not like something you can learn overnight necessarily. So I just started reading a lot of books based on the philosophy that your mind is in charge. But I found myself going into a state in my early 20s where I was still not very happy. Even though I had a great job, I was living a great lifestyle. I had moved to New York City, and then I moved out to San Francisco as a stewardess, and I was flying all over the country, meeting fascinating people, living the good life, but I still was not completely happy. And I was searching for that inner peace. Well, it kind of set me up for a major event that took place in my life. At that point, I got a very bad diagnosis. My greatest fear came upon me. I had a terrible fear of cancer. And sure enough, after a routine checkup, a doctor diagnosed me with early cancer when I was in my mid-20s by now. And he told me I needed to have surgery the following week. And I was completely, completely freaked out. And I went into an altered state of being totally numb at that point. But I had met people who had talked to me that spiritual healing was real, because I had already proven to myself that I could think a certain way and attract into my experience things and places to live, cars, experiences. I knew that there was something to the power of the mind as far as how it could control the body. So I went to a spiritual healer, and I had an instantaneous healing. That means I went from the worst fear I have ever felt in my life to a spiritual awakening, in the sense that I just knew my body was healed. There was no more problem with early cancer. And in fact, it was such a profound experience, I really didn't even care if my body was healed, because I had an awakening, a spiritual awakening. And when you wake up and realize that you're not just trapped in a physical body, but there's so much more to you, you have a higher self that's connected to the whole universe, and we're all connected and you're free, it's a very, very exciting feeling, I have to say. And we happen to be living in a time right now where they're talking a lot about the Great Awakening. Well, I can tell you, there really is a human experience that can awaken you to another level of being and thinking that is completely free of all the stress, negativity, fear, doubt, all those negative emotions that we as humans tend to be prone to can dissolve if we want to do the inner work. That's why I talk about inner power. It's all within us. And once we tap into it, the journey becomes very, very interesting because you meet people along the way that become your teachers. You happen to find the right books to read. You find yourself moving maybe to a location which is more advantageous to your journey. What I've learned is that we all came here for a purpose. We didn't just come here to bide our time. As Jose Silva, one of my favorite teachers, used to say, we didn't come here to be on a long coffee break. We came here for a purpose. We have a job to do. And that purpose is something that we love to do. Many times when people are trying to find what their purpose is, I tell them there are always a few clues. One of them is, if you think back to even when you were a child, what sort of things were you drawn to? What did you love to do? And that's an indication of what your purpose is, because it's not supposed to be something you dislike. It's supposed to be something that you love doing. And fulfilling your purpose is one of the main reasons you came here. So many people at the end of their lives, I see them looking back going, gee, I wish I'd tried that or done that or done that. Well, you can try whatever comes into your consciousness to maybe try and give it a shot. Whether you succeed or fail at it is kind of irrelevant. It's a matter of just enjoying the journey, enjoying trying it and seeing how it works out. And if it doesn't work out, it will lead you to something better. That's the way it works. So, you know, they say there are two emotions, fear and love. Right now, in the time of the Great Awakening, many people are being guided by fear. And when you're full of fear, it's very difficult to function at 100% because it takes away your energy. It puts you in a state where you're constantly watching your back or you're thinking about something negative all the time, which keeps you from really living your life's purpose. Now, if you think loving thoughts about how the universe is taking care of you and you're living in harmony and everything is good and you can enjoy your life, you're going to have a much more beneficial effect from everything you do. That's just the way it works. There are certain laws that are governing the universe, I have learned. And when we learn to align our thought with those divine laws, like, you know, do unto others as you want them to do unto you, make it a win-win situation when you're working with people or negotiating, even if you're getting a divorce or doing something like breaking up a business, it should be a win-win instead of always trying to figure out how to get the most out of a situation. There's a lot of subtle things involved with putting yourself in a place where you live a more fearless, happy, abundant life, as opposed to a fearful, negative situation. And as I've said a few times in this little talk I'm giving you, we are living in the most amazing times because we get to choose which path we want to take. Do we want to live our purpose, or do we want to fold our tents and just be so fearful that we can't even function? That's not a good thing. So anyway, getting back to my journey, I had this awakening when I was in my mid-20s, which was really life-changing. Now, there's a dark and a light side to having a spiritual awakening. The light side is your life will never be the same. And you will trust that there's always a solution. Because if your greatest fear comes upon you, and mine was cancer, and you see it just disappear in an instant, and you have nothing to fear anymore, you know that there's something operating in the universe that you can rely on. Because if you can do something once, you can do it again and again and again. And the dark side of it is, I learned that very few people are even that interested. But that's okay. More and more people are getting interested in how to free themselves from negative thoughts and fears. But it's certainly not mainstream. And, you know, it just never was, even back then. But I think we are going through a period where they keep saying more and more people are waking up. They're waking up to the realization that they've been controlled, manipulated, mind controlled by everything. We can't escape it. As soon as we're born into our environment, we start getting programmed by family, relatives, communities, schools, everything, religions. They're all programming us, whether we like it or not. But as Napoleon Hill says in his book, only 2% of the population awakens. And if you do awaken, you become what we call an independent thinker. You cannot be manipulated by the mind controlling of the media and the masses. And, you know, you look below the surface to see what's really going on. And that's the way all the great thinkers have always operated. Those are the ones that bring new ideas, new inventions into the planet. We always have people on the planet that are thinking outside the box. You know, there's a few that I could name right off. Elon Musk wants to go to Mars, Steve Jobs with Apple, Einstein, Tesla. All these great thinkers were criticized a lot by their peers. They didn't have a necessarily easy time bringing their ideas into the three-dimensional world, but they persisted because they felt that inner calling to bring what they were seeing in their imagination, in their mind's eye, in their very being, that needed to be manifesting in the three-dimensional world. And so that's where we are today in our civilization, and it won't stop because there's always going to be people that are able to think outside of the box.